amount of traffic, which I could only guess was attributed to everybody heading in for the game, but I didn't think it was going to be that bad. I mean, we left at 5, and we didn't get into Upper Manhattan, where my niece lives, until almost 7 o'clock. It was just about 7 when we pulled up.
Yeah, well, those games were 8:07 starts, so you might have hit the first wave, so to speak. But it's been crowded, yeah. I went on a Saturday night a couple of weeks ago to see a play, and it wasn't fun going in. Play was great, but it wasn't fun.
Yeah, well, I knew I was going to hit something, but I just wasn't prepared for 2 hours worth of traffic to get back into the city. So, it was what it was. Once I got on the expressway, I made my way over onto the expressway, it moved. But everything was crawling, going west. And, went in through the tunnel, and I just ran up 3rd Avenue. I wasn't going to try and make my way up to the 59th Street and then go over that way. I certainly wasn't going to come down from the Triborough, so that was that. She's in the mid-80s, upper 80s on the east side, so. And I got a spot, like, right in front of her building, too, so I got a cool spot. It was well worth it.
Coolio, speaking of spots, I am on the hunt.
I'm not even on the chassis yet.
Not even on the jack?
I got a very late start this morning.
Okay. So I'm going to have to be updated over here and see what's happening and what's going down and if there was any progress in my absence, but all that sort of thing. Should be fun.
Yeah, you'll have to see if any mini dramas took place. Little docudramas.
Yes. Okay, no joy on the first pass. Pass number 2.
The sky has this very interesting look to it, like it wants to rain. This crosshatchy pattern.
Yeah, I told you it did rain by me yesterday in the morning. So, wait. I know I'm not going to see anything on the air, but I'm going this way.
Alright, it's always good to go that way.
I told you I wouldn't see anything this way.
Well, you never know. Sometimes you could see something.
N2EO, N2MB Mobile.
Harry, stand by. I was just giving myself an insulin shot, okay? N2EO, be right back.
Spot yet, Stevie?
Eh, still looping around. But you know what? I'll sign with you and catch you later. Give you 2 hands. Give me a mobile.
Alright. KB2 and QN Mobile. This was the N2 PPN Mobile. Chat with you later. Ciao.
Before you go, hello, Lovich. N2N WHCDO. God, it was. Good question.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, we'll get together shortly so we can finish up what we started.
Channel, give it to me at 7:30.
realize there were other stations on the frequency, so I might stay by. I turned the radio on, didn't hear anything, so I called you. I guess everybody's taking a break for a minute, so let me see who else is here in 2MB Mobile.
Right, I think now it's just us chickens. Couple of fellas are just finishing up. I had morning coffee and cereal just now. A little edgy today, so I took a Xanax. I'm doing all right.
Rich, I couldn't make out a word you were saying because the voice was so unclear. He must have just got up. We'll try it again in a minute. I got to make a turn. Hold on. Okay, made the turn. No flashing lights, so I guess I'm good to go here.
Barry, what I said was, I'm very edgy today. Panic attack or whatever. Had some Xanax. And had some frozen coffee. And I feel a little better. No cigarettes in the house either. Barry is going out east of the reservation.
Okay. Patty is going east, you're going to stay to the west, and you're going to have cigarettes by the time the sun sets. Very good. Maybe it won't be so edgy. Okay. I will try to call you on the telephone when I get back to the house. I don't want to discuss it now over the radio. I'll discuss it on the telephone. I'm still going to, one second. I have to maneuver through the streets here. I don't know, everybody's depraved this hour of the morning. I think they're all late for work. I think the world would be a much quieter place if everybody would start out about 10 minutes earlier.
Oh, I don't know, maybe so. My voice is a little rough. I did get up a little earlier. I've been up for maybe since 6 o'clock. I've been up since 6. But like I said, the last couple of days have been a little edgy. You wouldn't understand, but I used to get panic attacks, and I think I'm getting one today, but I took some medication for it. It'll go away. Had my food. I feel better.
Okay. Anyway, does this thing sound okay to you today? This is the second day of the new microphone.
I mean, it sounds perfect.
Ah, marvelous. Okay. So it was, it survived. I think the other mics, they don't go bad because of anything I'm doing. They go bad because of the heat and the cold in the car. You know, in the summertime, the car can get murderously hot, and in the winter, it gets ridiculously cold. I don't think these microphones like that.
Well, yeah, probably not. You're probably right, Barry. Anyway, I'm doing okay. You know, when I used to get panic attacks, I used to think I was getting a heart attack. That was typical. I went to North Shore Hospital, going to red lights, beeping the horn. I don't have that much. You know, I know what it is these days, so, that's 90% of getting rid of it, but I took a little Xanax and I'm calming down. I had it last night. On the tech bed, I woke up with it today, and it's a problem, but I haven't had it in a long time.
Yeah, I heard the beginning of the tech net yesterday. It was in the car, actually, at the time, riding around. When I got back to the house, I didn't put it back on. I usually like to hear the space report. I think that's what you call it. I like to hear that, but I didn't make it, so... Maybe I'll have to look it up on the internet or something.
Well, Paul does a very good job with that. I don't know how he retains all that information. You know, he ought to be a spokesman for NASA.
Yeah, NASA has plenty of spokesmen. But anyway, yeah, so I will go to the Limark website. Something. I think they have another website. I forget what it is. Something.com. Dick always talks about it, and I'll find that, and I'll get the space report. No problem.
Hey, gentlemen, I use the term loosely. K6DPZ.
Well.
Ah, yes. I understand, and I've been hearing rumors that you've been handing out circulars yesterday. I think that was the deadline or something. There's no more time anymore or something.
Deadline. The voting is on Tuesday. We put out 3,000 things already. And we're going to try and get our way today and do another 1,000. And then we're going to see where the rocks fall.
Okay, okay. You didn't give me a sign for my front lawn. It wouldn't matter because I'm in New York City.
Any signs? Hey, all that stuff that he did with the signs, Murray did with the signs, you know, people paid for that. They have to dance. I dance to no one.
Okay, that should be your campaign. That would be an interesting campaign.
Hey, so far, Barry, it's very interesting. I had help yesterday giving out the things at Roosevelt Field, some other areas. I couldn't believe all these things went out, and all the people I talked to were very interested.
Sounds like it's going to be. That's cool. It's a very exciting since you live on Long Island. I don't think you would have done this in New York City.
Two K6DPZ. No, but you know, the thing is, Barry, that first of all, as I said, if I get in the right position, the hams will have a very good situation going, which a lot of hams don't understand.
They might. Like, my daughter is, can see them coming out of the building now. One is wagging his head back and forth.
Alright, go ahead, Richie, pick it up. And, I'll be here for a little while, guys, just, going. I got to waggle my tail pretty fast today. Anyway, you're not jamming me, so why quit wasting your time?
Okay, Albury. DPC M3O. Barry, take care. We'll see you later. Barry, you still on for 8 o'clock tonight?
I don't know. I won't discuss that on the radio. I'll call you on the phone when I get home.
Hey, do that, Barry. Fine. We'll talk to you. You have a good one. How, what's up? How you doing?
Yo, K6DPC. Alright, we're just getting some stuff straightened out here, then I'm going to get out of here, do some running around. We'll get breakfast first. How are you feeling this morning, Richard?
Okay. The last couple of days we've been getting low level panic attacks. Nothing severe, but I just took a little Xanax and I feel much better. That's the doctor who showed me in JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association. That is the drug of choice for panic attacks. So I haven't had that problem in a number of years.
Well, I'm sure it'll pass. Am I getting out okay? I just threw this thing on real fast here at the QTH.
Doing fine.
Was anybody else on the band?
Anybody else on there? Did we just jump in over anybody else? K6DPZ, Oceanside, New York.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Hal. You're, as the jammer would say, you're wall-to-wall and treetop tall.
Very good. Yeah, I have to put another another amp out and plug it back into the car. I took 3 amps out because I was using them for something else, and I left 1 amplifier in. And I'll put the other 3 in if I need it, and then we're going to have a little fun in the mobile. I'll stick a hot dog on top of the antenna and cook it.
Okay, guys, I got to go. And 2MB, out of here.
Okay, Barry, you got me worried. Are you bringing an amplifier over? I hope so.
Okay, I will talk to you on the telephone about that. Gotta go. And 2MB.
You're gonna call me.
Roger, roger.
When?
When I get home.
When is that?
An hour.
Okay, very good. All right. How old?
test, Ricky, and they took a whatchamacallit? Hot dog from Nathan's. I had a pack of Nathan's hot dogs. I sticked one right into the top of the 19-inch spike, and I keyed the mic. Would you think, believe that thing cooked so fast, I couldn't believe it.
I don't know if you're kidding or what. Let me go, Al. I took that pill, and I'm going to lay down and relax. DPC and Toledo quit.
You're not kidding. All that RF coming off a 19-inch spike. You have one heck of a lot of voltage at the end, and it was off resonance with the hot dog, and the thing cried.
Oh, I gotta go.
All right, K6 DPC with QSZ, then QRT.
Have a good day.
Me too. Congrats on finding the spot. And
enjoy your day. Thanks for the temperature check. At least I know what to look forward to. WA6ABC, I'll be listening.
Good morning.
Good morning, WA6ABC.
There was a few